just to really end the perek, may end the psicha of the perek, and that is with a fascinating tshuva in Shailus Tshuvas Rabbi Eliezer. This is from the Telzer Rav, Rabbi Eliezer Gordon. So this tshuva is printed in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, and Rabbi Eliezer tells a story, a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. So he says he was sitting in his bezdin, and two women walked in. They were holding on to a talis. True story. They said that they found the talis. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah. Zeh oimer kula shali, v'zeh oimer kula shali. And they were fighting. This woman said that the talis belongs to me, and this woman said that the talis belongs to me. And they're fighting, and they're screaming, and they said, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, who gets this talis? Rabbi Eliezer tells her, went very calmly to the Sfarim Shank. He took out a Mishnayis. He took out an Ezekiel Chelek Aleph, and he said it's a Mefurish Mishnah. Shnei Meichsim Betalis. Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah, V'zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah. Zeh Oimer Kula Shali, V'zeh Oimer Kula Shali. The Halach is Yachloik V'Shvuah. Since that each one of you has to swear the whole Nusach HaShvuah and Daf Hei Amidbeis, that really I hold Kula Shali, but according to you I have something, but not less than a half. And Yachloik, like this, we're going to take the Talis, whatever it was, and we're going to divide it in half. L'maisa, one of the women told, Rabbi Eliezer tells her that she has a Kabbalah, she has a Messiah that she doesn't swear. Even when it's the truth, she knows that a shvu is a very, very serious thing, and she doesn't want to swear. So, Blaise tells us, said, if you don't want to swear, so then the halach is, the other person is going to end up getting the talis. So he said he was about to implement this psak, and then he got some information. And that was that these two women were both married. They were married. They had husbands. And when he heard that they had husbands, he already was mesopik. He wasn't 100% sure what the halach is. Why? Because the halacha is, it's a Mishnah. It's the name of a perek. Metzias isha labayla. That if a woman finds a metzia, the halacha is that metzia goes to her husband. So said Rabbi Eliezer tells the Zahar alumnus, the Gemara says, throughout the beginning of Shnai Moichsin, that really if two people are oichsin betalis, anan sahadi the mai the toughest haiti dehu, umay the toughest haiti dehu. Really, me ikra din midai raiso, this is an anan sahadi, that the two people that are oichsin betalis own half the talis. The only reason the halach is yachloiku b'shvua, we make them swear, Rabbi Yochanan said, is shelo yehei kol echad v'hel echad hoylech v'toykev b'talis nishal chaveri. It's a din de Rabbanon that the Rabbanon implemented and they instituted and they said that we're not going to give you half your talis without a shul because we're concerned that people are going to run over to people's talisim and they're going to say, oh, anan tzahadi, shnei moichsim b'talis, and they're going to end up getting half the talis. Mi ikar adin, without a shvua, you should be entitled to half the talis. The only reason you have to swear is based on a din de Rabbanon. Shelo yehei kol echad echad hoylech v'toykev b'talis nishal chaveri. Said Rabbi Eliezer tells it, the minute each one of these women said kula shali, the minute they said ani mitzasiya, and they're holding on to it, there's an anan sahadi the ma'idah tafas haidi deyu midai raisa, each one of these women owns half the talis. At that second, Metzias Isha Labayla says that really the husband owns it. If the husband owns it, what gives the woman a recht to say now that I don't want to swear to be mafsid her husband? Being that at this point, the minute she says kula shali, who owns the talis? It's the husband that owns the talis. So at this point, if she's going to say, I don't want to swear, could be she doesn't have a right to do that. To say that I don't want to swear to be mafsid yourself, okay, that's something you can do. But to say I don't want to swear to be mafsid my husband, or benusach acher, how could the chachamim say that if there's a talis that belongs to Ployni, that someone else needs to swear, Ployness, and if that Ployness is not going to swear, Ployness is going to lose something that Midai Raisa belongs to him. To implement a Shvua, to say that even though really this is yours, but I'm not going to give it to you without a Shvua because we have a Cheshvin. Okay, so for that person, I hear it. But how could you implement a halacha that says that I can't get something that's rightfully mine unless you're going to swear, and by you not swearing, you're going to be mafsing me? It doesn't sound like that is something that could be right. Took it a step further to Rabbi Eliezer Gordon. He said, Lefi zeh, I think, what would be if the woman, after she said kula shali, she would say, I'm not swearing. Not because it's emes, because I have to be honest with you. I lied. I didn't tell the truth. What would be the halacha? So, in a classic Shnai Moichsim Betalis, that's the whole purpose of the Shvua, to try to get the person to come clean. And as a result, hopefully this person, although we're not sure if he's telling the truth, but when it comes to Shvua, we'll talk to know whether he was telling the truth. But he says, in this case, it's not so pasha to me. And the reason it's not so pasha to me is because the minute she says, Kula Shali now belongs to the husband. So if she's going to be moida now that really it's not hers, she's not being mafsed herself, she's really being mafsed the husband. Can I be a hoidas baldin to make someone else lose his thing? And really, if you think about it on two levels, it can't work. Number one, Haidas Badin is Kameya Edim Dami only when it's not Chav L'Acherim. The minute it's Chav L'Acherim, there's no Haidas Badin Kameya Edim Dami. But this is more than just being Chav L'Acherim. Because Haidas Badin Kameya Edim Dami means this is mine, but I want to give you $100. I know this is really something that's shaykh to me. I'm going to say that it belongs to you. But the minute she said Kula Shali, it's not hers anymore. So if it's not hers anymore, so now she's being Haidas Badin on something that really belongs to somebody else. That's something for sure you can't do. So Sedra Blaze tells her, let's follow this train of thought. Let's take it a step further. If you're going to tell me that even if she was moita after she said kula shali, that halacha is, it would still be hers, so then there's really no point in making her swear. Because the whole purpose of the shvua is to establish and to substantiate the kula shali. Meaning, tell her to swear, maybe she won't swear. If she doesn't swear, she'll be moida, and like this, we'll know to give it to the other person. But even if she doesn't swear and she's moida, it's not going to go to the other person. So if that's the case, there's no point in the shvua. So said Rav Leizer tells us, shvua hishaveya uzmarta tehei. What, it's a hefkevelt? It's a niggin? You're going to go ahead and you're going to make a shvua? So he said, if that's the case, there's makom to say that there's no purpose in having a shvua at all. So although it's the first mishnah in Bava Metzia, shnayim moichsen betalis, zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah, vzeh oimer ani mitzasiyah, zeh oimer kulu shnayim, vzeh oimer kulu shnayim. What's that halacha? Yachloika b'shvua. But yesh loyma, the only time it's yachloika b'shvua, that's only in a regular case. But if you have two married women with halacha, it's mitzias nisha labayla. Over there, the halacha maybe is going to be not yachloika b'shvua. Maybe over there, the halacha is going to be yachloika. Not yachloiku b'shvua. Over there, the halacha is going to be yachloiku. Why yachloiku? Because even if she says, I don't want to swear, the halacha is, could be, you can't be mafs of the husband, because the minute she says, kula shali, anan sahadi, the mind of Tavis, hadi deo midai reis, it belongs to him. And at this point, already you have the halacha metzias, isha labayla. If that's the case, then yesh loim, and if she says, you know what, I'm not swearing because it's not mine, the haidah's not going to be an haidah. And if that's the case, the shvua's not really accomplished anything. So what's the point? The gavi shvua. This was his shayla. So he said that the emes is that he saw in a sefer that Reb Shua Leib Diskin, Claire de Chakira, which is made inyan le inyan ba'isen, he goes through nuances why they're not the same shayla. But just l'saber as ha'oizen. Reb Shua Leib had a shayla. What would be if two people walking to Bez, and it's nine marks on the talis? Zo'i merkula shali, v'zo'i merkula shali. So Allah is yachloik b'shvua. One of these people that were oichsen b'talis had a balchoiv. He owed somebody money, but he didn't have any money. Which means that if this talis is going to be kula shali, the beneficiary of the talis is not going to be him. It's actually going to be the Balchayv. It's going to be Meshubah to the Balchayv. And then the person said, you know what? I'm not swearing. Rabbi Shua Leib wasn't sure whether or not the person is going to lose the talis by now not swearing. And it's mamish this shayla. Because although there's a halach of Yachloiku b'shvua, but it could be Yachloiku b'shvua is only a vifel, it's going to impact me. But to the extent that in this case the Balchayv is going to be the one that's going to lose out, it could be in that case you're not going to have the Yachloiku b'shvua. So me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, Rabbi Shua Leib's chakira, where the beneficiary of the hefet talis is the Balchayv. Rabbi Leizer tells us, where the beneficiary of the half a talis is going to be the husband. It could be b'chaygan that halacha would be not yachloiku b'shvua, but it could be over here that halacha would be yachloiku shaloi b'shvua. Said Rabbi Leizer tells her that b'muscharishin, I would say that it could be this shayla is toloi in the chakira hayodua, in how you understand hefker bezdin hefker. We know there's a big machloikis rishonim. How hefker bezdin hefker works. So bezdin has the ability to be mafker or something. Take something that belongs to Reuven and say that it's now going to be hefker. But the rishonim have a suffix. What the hefker bezdin hefker means that bezdin has a right to take something that belongs to Reuven and say that it belongs to Shimon. Or maybe bezdin doesn't have a right to go as oivait. But rather bezdin has a right to take something that belongs to Reuven and say it's hefker. Right? Kishmok achi. Hefker bezdin hefker. But to say that something that belongs to Reuven actually belongs to Shimon, that not meaning if Shimon wants to be Zoichem and a Hefker, that's something he can do. That's Hefker Bez and Hefker. But to actually say that it belongs to someone else, maybe that's something that's not going to be okay. Says Reb Leizer tells her that the emes is a third side of the Achrayim. The third side is the Avni Malur. Davnu Luim is Medayek in the Rambam. This is in Simuchav Chesiv Katan Lamed Gimel. The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha that if somebody has Dalud Minim and it's the first day of Sukkot and you have a child that wants to be Yotze the Dalud Minim, so you have to be very careful how you give him the Dalud Minim. Why? Because a Katan has the ability to be Zaycha, but the Katan doesn't have an ability to be Makna it back. So if you're going to give it to him, but Asacher is Makna, the Katan's going to be Zaycha, but you're going to want it back from him, he's not going to have the ability to give it to you. And as a result, it's the first day Yontif, you need to own your Dalad Minim, there's Allah of Lechem, and like this, you're not going to be able to be Yotz in your mitzvah of Dalad Minim. So it says the Rambam, this halacha of katan and being sensitive, how you go about this, is true for all ketanim. Even if the katan is pu'utos, even if he's of the age where midrabanan mekha mekachu memkar memkar, he's able to transact, but being that it's only midrabanan and you need to own this dalad minim midairaisa, so it's for that reason this is not going to be okay. Incidentally, the topic of that avni meluim is one of the great chakiris that the achrenim talk about in a whole bunch of different places, and that is, could a person be yoitza a mitzvah dairaisa with something that he only has a kinyan derabanan in? That's what's going on there. But the bottom line is, says the Avni Meluim, that the emes is, this halach of the Rambam is a very big chiddush to me. It says why? Because ha-pu'utais mekha mekachu memkara memkara. How does that work? Pu'utais can't sell something midairaisa. Midrabanan they could. How did the Rabbanan have a right to say that something that you don't have the right to sell, you could sell? The teretz is, it's hefker bez and hefker. No, if it's hefker bez and hefker, so what's the issue? Why isn't it that the person, the father, will have no ability to get it back from the pu'utos? Say hefker bez and hefker, and it's going to be his. Zokta avne meluim, that I learned from this Rambam, that the Rambam held, that the way hefker bez and hefker works is not that Bezdin says that what belongs to Reuven now belongs to Shimon. It's not even that Bezdin says that what belongs to Reuven is hefker, so that if Shimon wants to be zoichem and a hefker, he has the ability to. Hefker bez and hefker means that this thing belongs to Reuven, and it's always going to belong to Reuven, unless Reuven decides to sell it, or be mafker on his own. But this is something that's going to belong to Reuven. So vos meit hefker bez and hefker. Hefker bez and hefker means that if you want to go and you want to be mishtamish with it, you want to use it, it's something you could, and all the laws of lois sigzol are not going to apply. That's all it means. It's not yours. You want to know who's the Bailam? The Bailam is 100%. It's 100% whoever owns it. Hefker bez and hefker just means that if you want to be, you want to use it, you have no susim in it. There's no chayshim mishvah dinim that you have in it. All you have is that if you use it, we're not going to prosecute you for lois sigzol. Amalum says, mashal ma David Doimer, the Seifa Yireim, says that, what does it mean, gezel akum is mutter? It doesn't mean that you could be zoich in it, going back there. But rather, what it means is that if you're mishnamish with it, you have a right, and the laws of gzeil are not going to apply. But really, it's not going to be us. But akoponim, we have three mahalchim in how hefkebez and hefker works. We have the famous chakira, how you do it, that the Rishonim talk about. But that is hefkebez and hefker, that bezin has the ability to take something that's Reuven and make it Shimon's. Maybe they don't have the ability to make it Shimon's, but at the very least, they can say it's not Reuven's, it's hefker. So if Shimon wants to be zoich in it, he can be zoich in a hefker. Or maybe more, you have the amni meluim that says that the way hefker bez and hefker works is that it's not Shimon's. Shimon doesn't even have the ability to be zoich in it. But Shimon can use it, not because he has chosim in it. But if Shimon uses it, nobody can have any timers on him. There's no like signals, so he can do whatever he wants with it at the end of the day. But you want to know if it's his, it's not his. So said Reb Leizer tells her that the Muscharishin could be this Shiloh of Shnai Moichs and Metalis, where the two women were both Ashes Ishes. It could be it's totally in this Shiloh. Why? Because this halacha mitzias yishulba, it's not a din deraisa, it's a din derabanan, it's mishum eifa. They say it's mid deraisa when two women walk into bezin and oichsim betalis, and lanza hadi the maida tafas hadi deyu on a deraisa level means that who does it belong to? It belongs to the women. Narvos said, "Do I hefker bez and hefker?" That says mitzias yishulba. Says Reb Leizer tells if hefker bez and hefker means that itaka belongs to the person that Bezdin was mafkir to, it belongs to the husband. So I hear it's a good dino. It could be once Anansa Hadi the Maida Tavas Hadi Deyo Mitzias Yishul Abay the Hefker Bezdin Hefker belongs to the husband. Oh, if it belongs to the husband, so now it's too late. She can't say I don't want to swear. Even if she's Maida, she's being a Haydas Badina, something that doesn't belong to her, and as a result, it's going to belong to the husband. And maybe over here the halacha therefore would be if the shvua serves no purpose anyways. Yachloi Kushalay b'shvua. What's the purpose in having the shvua? If you're going to tell me that the way Hefker Bez and Hefker works is that it's Hefker, I mean, it doesn't belong to the husband, it doesn't belong to the person that Bezin is being mafker to, but it's Hefker, meaning if the husband goes and picks it up, then it's going to belong to him. And that's what Metzias Ishul Abayla is. It's when the husband's going to take it. So there you could down a little bit. But even there, that means right now, when the woman is holding on to this talis, but really, it's hers, but at the same time, the second it's hers, it's automatically hefker. And being that it's automatically hefker, so again, she can't be a haidas baldin on something that's hefker. He's not sure. But that's for sure, says Rav Blazer tells him. If you're going to learn pshat and hefker bez and hefker like the Avni Malum, that Avni Malum said that really it belongs to her. And the only schus that he has is, he has schus is shtamshus in it. And even that's not a choshe mishpatik schus. But it's just that when he uses it, he won't be a gasa. But ba'etzem, who owns it? She owns it 100. If she owns it 100, then it's a regular shlaim b'yichs of a talis. And then it's hers. And therefore, the shvua and the not shvua, and the idos, but then that's all impacting something that belongs to her. And if that's the case, it's going to be a regular shlaim b'yichs of a talis. So Zokra Blazer tells her that being that as it relates to the shchakir and hefkebez and hefke, the abnim alum, the das yachim, and really the ikr, mahalchim, and the rishonim, and the achrayim, is the other two tzadim, that hefkebez and hefke means it immediately becomes the husband's, or hefkebez and hefke means it's immediately hefker, and like those two tzadim, this mokim, very, very stark to say, that the loch should be different, therefore he paskin the loch alamaisa, this is what he said, yachloiku shaloi b'shvo. So he actually had a real case that came to Bushnai Mokhsa Batalas, and he didn't say yachloiku b'shvo. What he said was, yachloiku shaloi b'shvo. Either way, ad kan, toichin divrei, Rabbi Loisman tells, but I just want to be more to you that the London, you can take a look in Shnuri Rab Shloima. I just want to give a shout out to Dovi Sorotskin, who actually showed me the Shnuri Rab Shloima. Dovi, for those that know, he printed Chuvas Rabbi Eliezer, he printed Shnuri Rab Shloima. But Al Kopanim says Rab Shloima in Shnuri Rab Shloima, above Metzia Simon Dalit. So he brings this. He says, Shamati Bezeh, Shabosh Shaila Lefnei Agoin, Rabbi Eliezer tells us that's all. The Shtei Noshim Shamatsu Metzia, Zuay Meres, Kula Shaliva Chulu, Avalei Rotzal Lishava, Ulubesoiv Chazraba, Vaomra Shamoide, Hishachaverte, Higbia Hametzia Lefonel, Vishalohi, Vaomar Agoin, Rabbi Eliezer, Tulay Mahani Oidoshala. The given the Metzias Yishol Abayla, and came Bezman Sha'amr Kula Shaliyah, Rei Chatzi Achefetz Tofus Becheskez Bayla. Valkein, Einen Amenes Oy Vahoydas Al Achefetz Shehu Shel Shniyah. Vahu Adin Diyatzme Einen Yechaylu Lishova El Abal, Kivin Chua Abal Dimbo Zay Adka. Says Reb Shloimo that the emes is, it's very not posh, Reb Leza tells us that. Why is it very not posh? He said, because at the end of the day, Chazal said, Shnai Moichsa Metalas Yachloiku, B'shvuah. So it's true, Anansa Hadi the Maida Tafas Hadi Deyu on a Deiraisa Diga level. Abul Amais Chazal said at the end of the day, it's only Metzia. What's Metzia Sishal Abayla? Metzia Sishal Abayla is we're about to start Eilu Metzia, Bezer Hashem tomorrow. But Eilu Metzia is predicated on certain Metzia that you find at Eilu Shalai. If an Isha finds a Metzia where the Allah is Hare Eilu Shalai, so the Allah is Metzia Sisha Labayla. This Metzia, the din of Hare Eilu Shalai is when you swear. When you swear, it becomes yours. And that's when it goes into effect, Metzia Sisha Labayla. What Rav Leizer tells us doing is he's bifurcating. What he's saying is that let's take the Anan Sahadi Lachud. And at that minute, but that's not halacha. The halacha is Metzias Yishal Abayla is only after the din is Arei L'Shaloi. And it's only Arei L'Shaloi once there's a Shvu. Since Reb Shloimo, that must be, it must be that Reb Leizer tells was going in one side in the Groysa Chakira that the Achroinim and all the London talk about in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia. And that is every Shnai Moichs, I'm not going to go into this now, but every, just the words, every Shnai Moichs on the Talis. So, Anantz Hadi, the Maida Tov is Haidi Dei, Umaida Tov is Haidi Dei. How do we look at the Shvuah? Right? The Mishnah says, Yachoyku b'Shvuah. Is this Shvuah a Nishba v'Noytel? Or is this Shvuah a Nishba v'Loy Mishal? But we know all Shvuahs can be divided into two groups. There's Shvuah Nishbain v'Loy Mishalmin, and there's Nishba v'Noytel. Shnai Moichsa v'Talas. When you swear and you get half your talis, you're a Nishba v'Noytel, or you're a Nishba v'Loy Mishalmin? Mitzad Echad, you're a Nishba v'Noytel. Why? Because the other person is Muchzik. So I'm taking something from him. Yeah, mitznat sheni, I'm also muchzik in it. So really, when I swear, I'm just keeping my thing. So Zok Rav Shloimo, Elo, the be'emes psak zeh tolui, mahu din shvuas mishnosenu. The imamrin and the habi shvuas haniftarin, that you're a nishba v'loi mishalim, imkei nochin heitev, masha pasak. He says, then I understand the psak. The besmancha amr kula shali, harei kvar chatzi hachefetz labayla. At that point, she's taka holding on to half the chefetz.
Bruh, I have the Shvuas HaNoitlin. But if the gather of the Shvu is Shvuas HaNoitlin, im kein ein lo schus bo ze kol zman shaloi nishba. If that's the case, she takke has no schus in it until she swears. Vakati hi abal din bo ze. Vishapir miskablin dvorea shoy dosa she mesiyasa shal chaverti. But the bottom line is, said Rav Shlomi, that it could be it's totally whether you're a nishba v'noitl, you're a nishba v'lein nishal. If you're a nishba v'noitl, so then it's takke, you don't have it right now. If you don't have it right now, so you don't have the mesiyasa shal abayla. If we look at you as a nishba v'lein nishal, then it's, then already it could be you. We look at it as if it's already yours. If you look at it as already yours, then it's going to be okay. But again, just to bring out, it's still a chiddush all this, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the halacha is that metzias isha labayla is once it's already yours, and it's only yours once you swear. So now, if you didn't swear yet, mehecha teisi the din metzias isha labayla is going to reckon with the tzadai rice of anan tzahadi the ma'ida tofes haydi day or ma'ida tofes haydi day, right? And just to say this a little bit better, bishloima if the Metzias Yishol Abayi was a din deiraisa, right? If Metzias Yishol Abayi was a din deiraisa, this was a din deiraisa that if a woman finds a Metzias, the husband gets it. So then I hear it very stark. So, Shnai Moichsin, Anansa Hadi, mid deiraisa, you own half the talus. And bin that mid deiraisa, you own half the talus. So therefore, you could say, Anansa Hadi, the Maida Tafas Hadi Day. Mid deiraisa, it's Labayla. The Rabbanan imposed the Shvuah. How could the Shvuah, the Rabbanan, go ahead and mess up the husband's din deiraisa that he has in it? But the whole din Metzias Yishol Abayla is a din derabbanan anyways. So if it's a din derabbanan, so the derabbanan's din of Metzias Yishol Abayla, l'chayr starts noch the ganze Mishnah of Yachloikum Shvuah. Why would the din derabbanan bifurcate and say that we're going to implement the Metzias Yishol Abayla on the Anan Sahadi? No, we're going to implement the Metzias Yishol Abayla on the din of the Mishnah. And the din of the Mishnah is Yachloikum Shvuah. So once it's Yachloikum Shvuah, that's when we're going to implement the din. So once the din is Yachloikum Shvuah, that's when the halacha is going to be. But to say that Anan Sahadi, the Maida Tav is Haidi Day, and at that minute, the halacha is Metzias Yishol Abayla, even though really the halacha of the Mishnah is that you need to go ahead and swear, that's already not so poshit. As a result, again, there's a lot to be ma'orer in terms of the lumbus of the tshuva, but the story is fascinating. The tshuva is definitely very, very chakav, and we are going to stop here.